John Jessop.
We're going down to sunny Coventry, yes, and it's Sean from Stipe. Hiya, mate.
Oh, it's all right.
How are you? Are you good? Are you good in this heat, or don't you like the heat?
You see, I spend all winter moaning it's too cold, so I can't moan now. I'll put up with it, yeah. It might be a bit too much, but...
Yeah, well, so I'm looking ahead to, we've got a bit of an if and butty day, I say, on Saturday. It's a bit of a squally scattered showers, which will be very welcome, I would imagine. It's still going to be 20, Sean, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that, Sun Munchu, you know, it's back to, not El Scorcho, but up to 23, 4 and 5.
That's more manageable. That's my sort of area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather, man, are we? We're here to talk about you, and how the heck did you come up with Stipe and the REM tribute?
Well, I've only been in the band since November last year, but it was formed by Rick, the lead singer.
Okay.
Almost 20, 30 years ago, I think, in the mid-90s.
I know you're very, very highly respected, I know that.
Yeah, they've been... before I joined, I was... fully aware of who they were, and I'd been to see them once before, and I was impressed from the audience point of view, but yeah, it's good fun.
So what were you doing before you actually joined Stipe then?
I was doing other musical things. I was doing a lot of work with Beatles tribute stuff, and did a few solo gigs and stuff like that, and then with everything that's been going on in the last year and a half, it's sort of dates were getting cancelled left, right and centre, and I saw the opportunity arise when a friend of mine pointed me towards the advert looking for a guitarist, and I...
Get out. No, Sean, I'm not having this. It wasn't an advert in the Mersey Mart, was it, or something like that?
No.
You know, guitarist wanted for...
in the window of a small guitar shop.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Or in a post office on the board. You know?
Yeah.
No, how did that come about, mate?
It was on a casting website, I think. Not one that I was a member of, but my friend, who's also a musician, he just came across it and forwarded it to me straight away, knowing that I'm a big REM fan anyway. So,
well, it does help, doesn't it?
I do. It does help, yeah. Yeah, so I jumped at the opportunity when I saw that. And yeah, it's been good fun since then. We obviously haven't done many gigs.
No, you're in Liverpool on the 11th of September, though, Sean. And
you're with
I spoke to the one of the members of Laid a month ago, you know, and they're really excited about coming to Liverpool for this Olympia gig. And I presume you are equally as, you know, is Liverpool familiar to you?
Oh, very, very much so. Yeah, I'm always up there for some reason or another over the last few years, whether it's gigging or just for leisure, you know. But I always find... Yeah, it's always a good crowd up in Liverpool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back, yeah.
Right. I mean, what I said to the guy from Laid, I said, well, you know, if you want to come in and do a session for us here in Arne... I mean, the radio station, I'll tell you where we are. We're a year old on Monday, Sean.
Oh, wow.
And we are situated in the Baltic Village, right opposite the Albert Dock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
Okay, and we're in the we're on the fourth floor. We are in the penthouse suite.
Very nice.
And, you know, there's enough room here for a band to set up and do a session. So, you know, I'll say the same to you. If you want to pass on to the boys and come and do a session after you've done your gig or whatever beforehand, you know, you're very welcome to.
Yeah, lovely. That sounds great.
You know, it's so much bigger, and the boss is just building an area now for bands. We've got a set of drums already there, and the back line will be there soon.
cool.
He's built a stage.
Very nice.
So, a lot of people I was talking to over the last week about the gig at the Olympic. It's a great venue, that, as well.
Yeah, I've not actually been there before. I've been past it many
times.
But
yeah.
Yes, it does look lovely.
Yeah. And I presume it's, you'll be playing to a sellout audience because September. Are there still going to be restrictions on that, Sean?
It's impossible to say, isn't it?
But I know.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
I think we're slowly going in the right direction.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm remaining optimistic.
Well, yeah, you've got to be, mate, you know. I mean, you know, just you as an individual, because I don't know what the other lads were up to, but just you as an individual, Sean, when the pandemic really struck in the high part of it, did that really sort of... knocked the socks from underneath you?
Do you mean at the beginning last
year? Yes,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought, you know, I thought, foolishly perhaps, I thought, oh, give it a few months and it'll be all right. But, you know, if I'd known it would have gone on this long, I'm sure I would have done things a lot differently. But, yeah, I lost, obviously, lots of gigs, but you just got to improvise and adapt, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the musical industry, the hospitality industry has really, really lost everything,
really,
hasn't it?
Suffered,
you know?
Yeah.
But no, we're on the up and up now, onwards and upwards. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. I just treat every gig now as a sort of a bonus, and I make sure I appreciate it.
Is this the only gig that you deal now, Sean? You know, in Stipe. You know, you don't dabble.
Yeah, at the moment, yes, yeah.
Fabulous, yeah. And the dates are starting to come back into the diary, are they?
It's slowly filling up again. We had from July onwards. It was sort of almost full steam ahead as before.
Yeah,
we had a couple of dates that got moved when the 21st of June opening up.
Oh yes,
the end of the lockdown, when that got moved. We had a couple of gigs that moved into a few months' time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, not the end of the world. It's that they're still going to happen. They're just later on. So yeah.
So what sort of set can we expect from you guys on the 11th?
Oh, we'll have a bit of everything in there. We'll have half of it will be, you know, the essential songs, and then half of it will be some sort of album tracks, curveballs, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rare songs.
Right. And do you throw it out to the audience, Sean? Do you know, and say, you know, ask like a Q&A?
Yeah, we have done that. Yeah, yeah. In fact, we played somewhere on Sunday, and somebody requested Orange Crush.
Wow.
which, to be honest, we usually do, but it wasn't on our set list for that day, and we just thought, well, you know, we'll throw it in there, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a jam tribute band, and you know, I love Paul Weller, and I said my favourite jam track is the Butterfly Collector, you know, and they went, "Oh, we do that." And funnily enough, they said, "You know what, John, a fellow asked us for it, and it's the only time anybody's asked for it, because we normally do it in our set." But this fellow said, "I bet you don't do the Butterfly Collector, do you?" And,
yeah, we like to, yeah, try and throw in some surprises as well as the obvious ones. And each night we do a different set, so we don't play the same.
Oh, good, show. Yeah, yes.
Much like REM, the real REM did.
Very much so, yeah. They were so unpredictable, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was the likeable side of them.
Yeah, I always appreciated that. I was lucky enough to see them. I was 16 at the time, but I saw them in 2008 on their last tour, so just in time.
Just in time, yes. Yeah,
down in Cardiff, and I had no idea what to expect, and it was a really good set.
Brilliant, mate. Well, look, I wish you all the best for the 11th. Pass it on to the lads. And as I say, Sean, if you want to, you know, keep in touch with Maria and you want to pop in, by all means, the door's open to you, lads. But have a fantastic gig. Enjoy the Olympia, because it is a fantastic venue. Yeah. And, you know, stay safe and enjoy the night.
You too. Cheers, John.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. From the Stipe.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.